Hello, Warriors. Hello, healers. Welcome back to the podcast. So, if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you so much, so much for being here, for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this episode or watch this episode on YouTube. I want to talk to you about the things that you should look for when it comes to choosing your IV vitamin therapy clinic and why you should consider us. Like, why you should consider us. So, as I mentioned in previous videos, I stumbled upon IV vitamin therapy when my dad had cancer, multiple myeloma, way back in 2010, when I went to an urgent care conference and there was an urgent care doctor there talking about things that he's implementing in his clinic that are giving some of, results, his patients' results. And IV vitamin therapy was a thing. It was like high-dose IV vitamin therapy. And he mentioned that he found a formulation on the website from Warriden Clinic. Warriden Clinic is the clinic that is focused, that specializes in cancer patients. And he's implementing it for cold, he's implementing it for the flu, but is for whatever, like to boost your immune system to really help people heal quicker and faster. As I am sitting listening to this, I'm like, huh, immune system, cancer, flu, cold, gut, viruses, like. He went on and on talking about how people are coming back after the fourth, infusion, feeling amazing. Oh my God. So, and that spike in interest. I'm like, okay, well, if that's the case, then I should really investigate to see how I can get, IV vitamin therapy for my father who's dying. I mean, dying, like he was in hospice. So I said, we can't do anything wrong. So if you do IV vitamin therapy for him, that's probably gonna, give him some comfort. That was the only reason why I explored IV vitamin therapy. So I went into my room upstairs, I mean, in the hotel, and I immediately went into a laptop, the old laptop that I have, and I Googled Warriden Clinic IV vitamin C, high dose vitamin C or something like that. And then there was this very easy protocols and formula that came up. And of course, when I looked at this, I'm like, okay, this can be right. I mean, there's no research because we always looked at there's no research. This will not work and it's not approved by the FDA, blah, blah, blah. When in fact, people are using those therapies and they are seeing results. IV vitamin therapy is not a new thing. It is not. Like if you heard of Myers cocktail from Dr. Myers, this guy who created Myers cocktail, like that was, like created in the 1980s, if I believe 70s or something like that. People were using IV vitamin therapy for ages now, decades. And it's not new. The reason why it's not as popular as medications, because it is not patented. It is not, FDA approved. It is not under the, like you can get it from the pharmacy. It is not one of the therapies you can do once and then forget about it. So it requires like multiple infusions to infuse your cells with the nutrients so that your cells can get the what they need to work for you. So, and it is not something that is covered by insurance. So if it's not covered by insurance, nobody's gonna pay attention to it. And it is a powerful tool. It is a powerful resource. So when I looked at the ingredients on this Warriden Clinic high-dose vitamin C for cancer, I'm like, oh, I only need four or five ingredients and vitamin C, potassium, calcium. There was something else in it, magnesium, and then something else. I'm like, well, that's easy. So I immediately went back home, right? When I returned back home, I, could prescribe. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to get the fluid. We already had the fluid in the hospital. I'm going to order all these things from a compounding pharmacy. And then I followed the recipe. And then I was infused this high-dose vitamin C for my father every single day. I would drive from New Jersey to Westchester Medical Center, the hospice place where he was at, and infuse vitamin C without the doctors, without anybody. Yes, I know I shouldn't do that. But again, as a daughter, I love my dad and I know there's a therapy that could work. So why not try it? Like I'm always willing to try things on myself, on my team, on my, parents, on my family before I put it out there. And at the end of the day, he had cancer. So I'm like, okay, he's gonna die, right? I know it's terrible. He's gonna die. So I just wanna give him, decrease his pain and give him something that he's not suffering all the time. So I did that. I did it for a whole week. And guess what? We started seeing results. He started moving his eyelid. He started, like literally getting some strength. Like that high-dose vitamin C from the Warden Clinic, thank you, Warden Clinic, started giving him some we started seeing some improvement. I said, huh. So I did the high-dose vitamin C plus I changed his diet. So that was before I went back to school and learned functional medicine. That was before I knew holistic medicine, integrative medicine existed, because I didn't know there was such thing. Like, I don't know. I'm from the conventional space. I was, trained to give you a pill for the ill. Like, I will give you medications for all the things, right? So that sparked my interest. I'm like, if we're using normal saline in the hospital, in the urgent care and also emergency room, and people are seeing results. So then what happened if I put the nutrients into the bag, right? Like, not only you get the minerals, you get the electrolytes, you can also get the micronutrients. So again, creative minds that work, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna try this. So to keep the story short, my dad was cancer-free for 6 months. He got so much energy. He got so well that he went back and smoking and drinking and doing all the things he's not supposed to do, and then cancer came back. Because that's, you're probably wondering what happened to your dad. Is he still alive? No, he's not, because the IVs and the things that we implemented. So the more I do, the more research that came my way, the more I implemented for my dad. So then I went to healing my own body, right? So I had fibromyalgia, a lot of gut issues. I couldn't lose weight. I was tired all the time. I looked like I was pregnant all the time. I had some hormonal imbalance, like PMS, like I had a lot of issues. Yes, I don't know what I know. I didn't know what I know now back then. So I was just doing trial and error. But IV vitamin therapy was a goal thing for me. I will find myself asking the nurses, asking whoever that can, put a needle in my arm. I'm like, I need some energy. I need some energy. I need to hydrate. I need to flush my veins. I need to release, get rid of toxins, and I need to do all of the things. So I started doing IV vitamin therapy. And then being an emergency room practitioner, I can see the difference when the patient came on the stretcher to when they leave the hospital, or when they transferred to a different floor. You can see the difference. You can see the color start coming back. And guess what? We give them a lot of fluid, okay? We give them medications, but we give them a lot of fluid. And this hydration fluid, we're like flushing the bodies, flushing the cells, and helping the liver function better. So now let's go back to the reason why you should choose us, right? When it comes to choosing an IV vitamin therapy place, you have to look at a few things. You have to look at expertise, right? How many IVs is this clinic doing? Is it a spa where they just have a higher volume? The quality is very poor. Is this person, these doctors, these practitioners are actually using IV nutrients, the micronutrients, the minerals, the things that we put in the bag for healing purposes? Because yes, there are so many spas out there. I'm well aware there's a spa in every corner. But are you using IV for healing? Because that's the whole purpose. You're spending money, right? You want to feel more energized. You want to get rid of your brain fog. You want to have brighter skin. You want to have, start detoxifying your body. You want to get rid of mold toxicity. You want to get rid of, build your immune system to get rid of pathogens, right? So there's a reason why you're doing IVs. You want to lose weight. But are they using the nutrients for healing purposes? For us here at Wellness Corner NJ, we don't have IVs just for ha-has. There's always a reason why our patients are getting IVs. Now, I am on a prevention journey right now. I'm trying to prevent diseases, right? I went from acute to chronic to maintenance, right? And now I'm preventing. So that's the phase that I'm in. So I do IVs once a month, mostly high-dose vitamin C. It is my favorite vitamin in the whole world, vitamin C, because it helps you keep, helps the kids stay younger. Helps me with immune system, and it helps with collagen production. I mean, the vitamin C is really, really good. So I can sit here with a sick patient, and then yes, I probably have the viruses transferred to me, but guess what? My immune cells, my immune system, my soldier, my army in the body is stronger. So I don't have to worry about getting sick. So I do high-dose vitamin C once a month. If I'm traveling, I'll probably do it more often. If, I'm tired because there's so much going on, I'll do Energizer IV. If there's like a crazy virus out there, I'll probably do, antiviral, but there's a reason why we do IVs. So you have to make sure that always you have the end in mind, and you know exactly why you're spending money and what you expect, right? What improvement you're looking for. So high-dose vitamin C, weight loss. So there's always vitamin therapy infusion for the healing that you're looking for. So you have to make sure that the clinic are actually using the IVs, the nutrients for healing purposes. And then you have to make sure the formulation that you are infusing into your body is preservative-free. It's not a pre-packaged, pre-shipped formulations. It's not being shipped from, a place where they just do a zillion of them and everybody's getting the same dosage, and there's tons of toxins, there's tons of herbicides. Yeah, there's tons of fillers and in the bags, because the goal of us healing our bodies is to decrease toxicity, right? Is to decrease inflammation. So what purpose does it make for you to drink, infuse an IV? Yes, it might be more cost effective or cheaper, but what are you getting for that cheap price? And then you're putting more toxins into your body, and then your liver cannot handle it. Your kidneys cannot handle it. So you always have to look at what you're getting for the price. Yes, it might be $99 versus $230, $250, $300, but what are you getting for the $99? Is it top quality? Preservative free. And then another reason why another factor why you should really pay attention to when choosing your IV vitamin therapy clinic is follow up. Is this practitioner is going to follow up with you? Are you going to get a phone call from somebody in the office saying, "Hey, Dr. J, you came in, you received, an immune boosting IV or antiviral IV. How are you feeling?" Because sometimes you might get the IVs and things are happening inside of your body, and because you don't know, and you don't know what you don't know, you get scared, you get anxious, and then you don't get any more IVs. When you do IV vitamin therapy, when you infuse an IV vitamin therapy, there's an exchange taking place. Toxins have to leave your cells, nutrients have to come in. Okay? And sometimes when this exchange is taking place, your body has to conserve energy. And when patients do IV vitamin therapy in our clinic, we follow up with them and they tell us they are tired, they have a headache, or they don't, they just don't have that energy, is because the nutrients in the IV is actually doing what it's supposed to do. There's nothing wrong with you. The body conserves energy to help with this, transfer, to help with the process. And the more toxicity you have, the higher your toxicity level, the more you might feel something like that. So the worst thing you can do is to stop doing IV vitamin therapy because you feel unwell. No, you need to continue doing it. If you give up, it's like you me going to the gym, lifting weight, and my muscles are sore, and I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm in pain," and I stop going to the gym. Defeats the purpose of you healing your body. You got to continue lifting the weight, work those muscles, get them used to, the weightlifting, so that you can get the results. So we tell our patients that, you have to make sure you're hydrated, and hydrous vitamin C can decrease your blood sugar, so make sure you are eating something so you don't go into hypoglycemic effect plus sugar. And then if you're doing chelation therapy, right, which is very safe, despite what the internet is saying, is very safe. Well, at least our formulation is safe. Then you have to make sure you are drinking at home and you're flushing your pipe, you staying hydrated, and you're doing some celery juice. So make sure the clinic that you go to is giving you some follow-up instructions, what to do. For us, we follow up with our patients. We say, activate your patient portal. If you have any questions, send them our ways. We're going to answer within 24 to 48 hours, depending on when you get the IV. And we also tell patients, make sure you eat something. And if you walk into the clinic, you receive IVs, nothing happens to you. Because remember, with IV vitamin therapy, if something's going to happen to you, it's going to happen to you right away at the clinic as you are receiving the IV. Because once this formulation, those nutrients are inside of your body, you can't take them out. So if you walked into the clinic and you did well throughout the whole procedure, right? You receive the IV, nothing happens to you. You go home, something happens to you. You have to look at either the process is taking place, you're not drinking enough water, you're not pooping, so toxins are being, dumped into your system, or your bowels cannot handle all these toxins, so they are sending back into your system. Or you ate something, because a lot of times patients will come to us, "Oh, I did IVs and I have a stomach issue." It's not the IV, because we did not put it in your mouth. It goes through your vein, right? So you can possibly have a stomach virus from the IV. No. Look at the food you eat. Look at what you did prior to that. And if you said, "Well, Dr. J, I didn't eat anything, all I did all day was the IV," then we also have to look at your liver processing the toxins that are coming from the IV. Maybe you had a virus that, the vitamin C or the zinc or the NAC react, kind of that was staying dormant, and we not reactivated, but process or handling, and then you feel the way you feel. Okay, because IV vitamin therapy is not something that goes to your GI tract. Is bypassing your GI tract. It's intravenous. If you are going to have stomach issues, you'll have stomach issues as you are getting the IV. So we always have to make sure that we look at other things we're doing. We don't put all the way we feel on the IV. What else could you be doing? What did you do before? What did you eat? So again, follow up with the practitioner or somebody from the office is very important. And another thing too, when it comes to choosing your facility with IVs, you have to make sure that you're not in a big room with people that you don't know, because there could be viruses transferring. To me, I'm very anal and very, how would I say this, aware of people coming in with things that we don't know that people have, because people don't walk around with the sign that says they have a virus, but people coming up with things. So we have separators, we separate our patients. And that is another reason why I tell my patients, if you are sick, you need to come in. We are not the doctor's office that will tell you stay home if you're sick. No, you need to come in because we could possibly give you something that can help with the way with the symptoms that you're experiencing, right? We could give you something that's going to help make you feel better. If you have a cold and you have sinusitis, you have the flu, you have a cough, and you feel weak and tired, the Energizer IV can help. The antiviral can help. The vitamin C can help. Like, we can literally help you give you things that will help you feel better. So you being sick and staying home and hoping and wishing the symptoms are going to go away on their own, it's not. You need to go to the doctor, just like you go to urgent care. When you're sick, you can come here to our clinic if you are scheduled for IVs. Again, if you are want to participate in our IV promotion, March 20, choose your IV for 250. This is the time for you to do that, because I really want to make this tool and this resource available to all of you that are looking for something. If you're doing something now, it's not giving you the result, or you feel okay, maybe IV vitamin therapy might be the missing piece to your puzzle. Have you ever considered that? Maybe, we don't know. So I want to really open the door of opportunities, the doors of possibilities for you to try them out. So that's why every quarter, every 3 months, we have promotions in our clinic so that people can heal the bodies, experience something different, and heal and save at the same time. So we are hosting a special promotion. The promotion ends the 3rd week of March 2024, where you can pick any IVs for 250. What is the vitamin C? What is the antiviral, the weight loss IV, the Energizer IV, the wellness IV, the chelation IV, the hydrogen peroxide IV, the anti-hypertensive IV, right? Like, it's yours for 250. And yeah. It's you really have to be careful, because yes, IV vitamin therapy can send people to the hospital if you go to a clinic who doesn't really pay attention to what they're doing and how to formulate the bags. You can put some things in your body that can, like, you can respond to negatively. It is a safe procedure, don't get me wrong. It is safe, it is effective. But again, water is safe and effective. Some people get sick from water. So you really have to pay attention. You don't want to go to a practitioner that doesn't know what they're doing, and then they just, all about, quantity, not really looking at quality, and then they're giving you things that you don't want in your body. Choose your IV vitamin therapy wisely. Don't choose it because of price, because you can get IVs for $1. Actually, no, you can. But choose your IV vitamin therapy wisely and choose it for expertise, experience, follow-up, like the way they care for you and the way they monitor you. Because again, although safety is our number one concern here. We always monitor our patients as they are getting IVs. We follow up with them periodically, because again, it is something that can benefit you. But if this is your first time receiving it, you might have a lot, you might be skeptical, and you might have a lot of questions. And if after you receive it, you feel a certain way, you might think it's the IV, when in fact it might not be the IV. So it is very important that you follow up, that practitioner follow up with you, and making sure that they're putting you at ease, you have peace of mind. We answer your questions so you can come back for more, because that's the goal. One bag, one infusion is never enough. You cannot heal your body, get the results, improvement, long-lasting results and improvement with one. And that's one of the misconceptions that I discussed in the previous video. That's keeping us sick. That's keeping us comfortable. Yes, it is not covered by insurance. It is an investment, but that's why you have to really pick and choose wisely so you can get return on investment. Again, if you know anyone that can benefit from this, please share it with them. IV vitamin therapy, whether you get it from me or you go to the nearest clinic from you, it can literally help you. It can literally help you. It can be one of the tools you can add on to what you're doing right now, one of the tools that you can literally utilize forever as needed. I think everybody should explore IV vitamin therapy. If you have not, you're missing something. Ask yourself, are you doing all the things that you could possibly do to get healed, to get the results? Are you missing things? So it's really up to you. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast on the Prepared Patient podcast or watching this video on Dr. Jennifer Gentile, the YouTube channel, or following up on our Instagram, TikTok, and also Facebook, Wellness Corner NJ. And I'll see you in the next video. Again, if you want to participate on this march, choose your IV for 250, reach out to us. You see links below. But stay tuned, and I'll see you in the next episode.